Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey!
So we had the summer solstice.
We did?
Yes. Summer solstice means okay. It's the official start of summer. I know Black people like to think once it's hot that summer started.
Yeah, I thought summer started it in May.
It's July 21st.
Okay.
That is the summer solstice.
That's my high school best friend's birthday.
Is it?
June 21st. I always forget it as a result until after.
Yeah. So it's June 21st.
Happy birthday, Nate.
And the summer. Happy birthday, summer. It's also the longest day of the year.
That was a long-ass day.
But it was a good-ass day.
Yeah. Yes.
So we are officially. I have been pre-gaming summer since January.
Yeah.
I am now legitimate and official.
It's a little absurd.
It is. Yeah. I take that. I know when I am being absurd, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm leaning into it 100%.
Yes.
But we're officially here now.
We are.
So I am apropos.
Yeah. And I'm all the way up.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's because you're about to take a trip somewhere I didn't even know existed.
So let me tell y'all something real quick. And I'm not going to tell you guys until I get back where I'm going. But I am going on vacation.
Yes.
Like now. And by the time you hear this, I will be out of here.
But we've made a way, by the way.
We have made a way.
Taping in advance.
We're not leaving y'all.
Yeah.
And our next episode is a very special episode.
It really is.
But I'm not going to talk about that just yet. So I'm going on vacation. I've been telling Alan I'm going on vacation easily for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very clear on where I'm going because we're business partners. And so I will not be available. I am leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going here. This is where I'll be. This is where I am flying to several times. Tell me why it has not been until this week that
like
he realized where I'm actually going.
Yeah. Even though she said it, I never really knew where this place was.
He just assumed I was going to the Caribbean. I don't know why.
Because you're Black.
Given the name several times. It's not a remote location.
Yeah.
He just looks at me like, oh, all right.
First of all, we don't have to talk about this. No one needs to know this.
Literally not until 2 days ago, he's like, you going where? Where is that? So
yeah.
I am going on vacation.
And I do wish our listeners that one day they'll take a vacation where people will be like, wait, where is that? That's a good ass vacation.
I feel like you're the only person who didn't know
where
it was.
All right. We can do a Twitter poll.
Okay. When I get back.
Okay.
Once I return, we'll talk about it. Or if you follow me on social media, which I am not motivating you to do. But if you do, you will see where I'm at. And you will see that I am turned up. All right. The one last thing I'm going to say about this trip is that like people keep sending me links about airline delays and flight cancellations and things of that nature. I just need to let people know I don't receive information like that. Like I don't receive those type of things.
Yeah.
You're not going to make me worry before I've even left the house.
Yeah.
I know what's happening in the world. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen to me. If it does, I won't be completely caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But like, don't pregame my trip with your worry and nonsense.
They're trying to get you not to go.
I think think it's just like, it's, we're so easily absorbed by bad news. And I'm like, all right. And here's the thing. Okay, a million moons ago, my very, 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 very first job out of college was in media.
Okay.
I know that most media isn't true. It's elevated, it's escalated.
Wow. Most. It's a big statement.
To get advertising dollars. I was on the advertising dollar side of media, which means, yes, I hear there are a million cancellations happening at airports. I strongly feel like, and again, just coming from this industry a million years ago, it's probably like 10% more than what there normally are. They're just talking about it right now.
Okay.
Like, it's always a lot of cancellations, but it turns into major news. I say all this to say, don't ruin nobody else's trip with this news. It's going to happen. People are going to talk about it on social media when they probably weren't talking about it on social media before. But don't ruin people's summer plans by having them worry and all this other stuff before they even leave the house.
Okay.
Okay.
Good advice.
Last thing.
Okay.
Alan is also going on vacation.
Yeah?
Yes.
Am I? Everybody knows where that is. Same. So where I'm going. Oh, you going there? Oh, I know where that is.
Same exact time as me.
Like, I wouldn't try to go there. Like,
also leaving the country.
You're going there for vacation, though?
Don't say that. It is a...
You must have to be going
it
there.
It is a nice and
conference.
Wholesome...
conference. But you got a conference going
on? It would be a nice conference destination, but Alan is also going on vacation.
Okay, that's true.
But you are not flying. You're driving.
Yeah, so
that's how you know he got money. The way that gas costs right now, oh my God, you talk about me balling. Alan is driving a distance in a SUV that fits his entire family.
Yeah.
That's easily three bands. That's easily $3,000 each way.
No, it's not.
Just saying.
No, it is not.
So, happy summer to everybody. And it's lit out here. Okay, so that's not what we're talking about.
No, not at all.
So today's episode is, it's not doom and gloom. I don't even bring that. Like I said before, that's not, we never bring that. I don't think we ever bring doom and gloom. But we have to talk about something that's happening in the world that is getting, it's funny, like the news that it's getting is conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
Very conflicting news about what's happening in the world in regards to the job market.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the great resignation, you know, everybody leaving a job, everybody getting new jobs. I don't need no job. I'm making more money than I've ever made.
Yeah.
That's the one side of the story that people are talking about.
Yeah.
But there's something else happening in the job market one's really talking about.
Yep.
And it's that people are getting not only laid off like crazy right now.
Yep.
But people who have participated in the Great Resignation in an attempt to get a better job, shift careers, make more money, do something better for themselves, are getting these great jobs. And right before their first day at work, the jobs are taking the job offers back.
Lord help me.
Like, psych.
Yeah, that sound right, yo.
Psych.
That's terrible.
We done sent you the contract. You negotiated your terms. You signed it. We signed it. Oops, my bad. I was just playing.
Yeah. Mm-mm, I was messing with you.
I was just messing with you. There's two things that's happening right now, and we've got to address exactly what's happening so that you're aware, not to make you nervous, but to make you aware, because I do still feel like the job market is in favor of employees at the moment, but you need to be mindful. There's some things happening, some obstacles that you might face that we're just going to talk about.
Yeah, because we know Jerome's out here hating. He's hating big time. Jerome's hating bad. He is raising interest rates like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
And as a result, companies are starting to, you know, pivot a little bit. They're starting to struggle a little bit. And
yeah.
We got to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. So first things first. Okay. So more than 4.4 million Americans quit their job in April.
I don't got to put up with this.
In April.
I'm out of here.
Not last year.
Yeah.
Not Q4.
What's the stat on the number that quit in an aggressive and ignorant way?
I'm going to say 17%.
17%
of the 4.4 million.
Can you give me an example how that quit might have gone?
You know, even though this isn't the most family-friendly show, I don't want to go that far.
Okay. A modified example?
A modified example is like, you know, Black people, we'll ghost the job.
Just straight
ghosting
it.
We'll just not show up.
Yeah.
Literally be there yesterday, the day before, clocked out, see y'all tomorrow, knew you was never coming back. and just ghost. We had an employee recently.
Yes.
Ghost the shit out of us. And she wasn't like an hourly employee. This was a salaried individual.
Management.
Who begged us for this job. Mm-hmm. Told us how she was going to excel because she wanted growth opportunities and she wanted to be a part of our team.
Wow.
This is how she ghosted us. I don't even know if this is just disrespectful. Probably like, I want to say like 60% through her shift for that day.
Okay.
Okay. She was the leader of this particular company.
So Joe Biden of the company.
Joe Biden of this facility. Decided, say she came in around 9 and was leaving around 6.
Mm-hmm.
It was around 1:30 where she decided, I'm not doing this. She went to the Kamala of the company.
Okay. All right. The VP.
And said,
second in command.
My keys and my uniform are in the bag.
Yeah, I guess it was Biden. He said my briefcase and my blue suit and blue tie are on the table.
Do what you want to do.
Dentures. Just drop those off.
Walked out.
Wow. Drop the mic.
She didn't tell nobody else. Mm-hmm. She didn't call us. She didn't call her boss.
So she's in the 17%.
And didn't say like, hey, I'm leaving. You might want to lock the doors, lock something up. She said, do what you want to do.
Mm.
Walked out.
Yeah. I don't care if this thing burned to the ground.
Word.
Yeah.
Then wouldn't answer the phone. Supposedly, you know, we weren't there. She was mumbling under her breath, all types of, you know, obscenities on the way out the door.
These jokers must think I'm crazy.
Right.
they done told you wrong.
And here's the thing. And this is part of what we're going to talk about today. I'm not mad if you leave your job in a particular type of way. And I get it. Like, you want to get your rocks off. Here's the thing. Because we've also seen this multiple times. There's a strong possibility you might have to come back. Yeah. And even if you don't have to come back, you'll need a referral, a recommendation.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because jobs will ask, hey, can you please give me the contact information for your last 3 bosses?
Mm.
Now you already told them you got this experience. You've worked at this place.
Yeah.
You can't be like, yeah, there's nobody there who know me. You know what I mean? Because you've burned that bridge.
Yeah.
You know, you've been so disrespectful on the way out.
Yeah. So I got another one too.
Go for it.
So one of my cousins happens to work for someone I know that you know also. Okay.
Okay.
He's like, I'm like, hey, you know, my cousin works for you. He's like, oh yeah, she does. And I think she's quitting soon. I'm like, oh yeah, how'd you know that? He's like, yeah, she asked me if she could leave work a few hours early so she can go take the medical exam for her new job.
Wow. All right.
That's bold. That's so, without quitting the job.
Not giving 2 weeks notice, not giving a heads up. So,
yeah. Okay. But speaking of these employees coming back, remember we had a manager in one of our gyms who we had to let go because of sexual misconduct?
Mm-hmm.
He's in my inbox now.
Me too.
Yep. Like, hey,
but
y'all.
I saw you accepted the follow.
Fine.
Because I was like,
sure.
I don't accept the follow, and I did not respond to him in my DMs.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. So you got to do better. But 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, there was still 11.9 million job openings in April.
Wait a minute. So there's more people. Wait a minute. That's a lot of job
openings. It's a lot of job openings.
More than there are people to fill those jobs.
Right? Now, even with all that, right? Because typically it was like, listen, the great resignation, we can leave because there's so many jobs available to us. We can level up. We got options.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Options ain't optioning the way that y'all once thought they were. Because at the same time, as Alan mentioned earlier, we're still concerned about this potential recession.
Yeah, it might be.
Jerome is wilding with the inflation.
And he's not stopping with the interest rates going up.
Companies are doing layoffs. So let's talk about some of the good news.
Okay.
Right? Listen, so the labor market is still tight. And what I mean by that is like the people available to work are still limited, which means the workers still have a lot of bargaining power when it comes to getting these new positions, getting more pay, negotiating some benefits. So that's really good news.
Yeah, that is good news. Our unemployment rate is under 4%.
Man.
It was funny. Jerome the other day was like, they were asking him a bunch of questions, the congressmen and women, and they were like, you know, asking him about what's the impact going to be on jobs. He's like, look, even if we go from 3.7 up to 5, that's still pretty good for unemployment.
First of all, Jerome needs to slow it down. Nobody asked you all that. Okay. Other good news. Now, job openings and quitting rates have shot up last year, right? Even though unemployment is down.
Yeah.
That's very clear on what's happening, right? So I'm leaving my job, but I'm getting a new one.
Sure am.
All right. So that's a good thing. And then I think based on the numbers that we had earlier, there's still roughly about 2 job openings for every worker who wanted one.
Yeah, so some people are accepting both jobs but showing up to one.
We're
experiencing that. We're experiencing that.
Thank you so much for the job. I'll be there tomorrow. Psych, I got it. Somebody called me right after you. Matter of fact, we did that to somebody.
We did that?
We did that. One of our new managers had accepted a job at another place.
They did.
And we literally called her 1 hour afterwards.
Starbucks.
And said, listen, we'd like to offer you the job. She's like, I just took a job with Starbucks. We'd be like, bump Starbucks.
How long you had that problem?
First of all, like,
what's your job got to do with me?
You heard about us. You know how we get down.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
She was like, I'm going to call y'all right back.
Wow.
Word.
Yeah.
She's been with us a couple of weeks. I like her a lot.
Yeah, both companies were excited about the new employee.
Yeah, but only one guy. But that's happening a lot, right? Yeah. So that's the good news. If you are an employee, if you're considering making a change, if something that you're doing professionally isn't working for you, the opportunities are out there. Unfortunately,
the window's closing.
The window's closing, and it's a screen, and it's tinted, and there's a couple of other things going on. So we just want to put things into perspective so that you can be strategic about these moves that you're currently thinking about.
Mm-hmm. So you can determine how disrespectful you want to be when you quit the job.
Listen, after this, you might want to write a card and leave a gift. Okay, so here's some of the bad news. Over the past few weeks, budgets are tightening for a lot of these companies.
And I'm talking about quick.
Listen. And quick. The reason why is, again, we mentioned this inflation. Mm-hmm. Inflation impacts everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, it's more expensive for you to buy things. It's also more expensive for us to make things, provide things, give things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's expensive for you at the grocery store. Popeye's got a grocery store they got to go to as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you work, let's say, in retail, and everybody's money is going towards gas and food.
Right.
A little bit less to go towards the retail purchases.
And as you mentioned with gas, all these things got to get to your local store some way, somehow,
mm-hmm.
whether it's shipping or whatever. That's gas money.
Yeah.
Even if they're flying, that's
jet fuel. That ain't cheap.
So everything is becoming more expensive, not just for you, but also for the companies.
And people are talking about recession. Like, it's funny. We went from a great comeback from COVID to now folks are talking about recession. And if you look at the stock market, the market's down over 20% this year. It's a bear market. And when you look at bear markets, they don't always predict recessions. In fact, it's about 55 to 60% of the time a bear market coincides with a recession. That means 45% of the time it does not. But meaning the market is saying that there's like at least a 50% chance that we're going to land in a recession.
Yeah. And not just the market, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is saying it's about a 30% chance that we're going to be in a recession next year.
Yeah, that's my old employer.
Word. Shout out to. Were you disrespectful
when
you left Goldman?
I was abrupt.
Abrupt.
I was very abrupt.
Okay. Did you curse at anybody?
Didn't curse, but I definitely.
Knock anything off your desk?
I didn't quit in a way that I would recommend for most people.
Slam a door.
Nah. They asked me if I wanted to quit because they had just had a talk with me because they heard rumors I wanted to quit, and then they heard those rumors again, and I was like, matter of fact, I do want to quit.
You steal any pens on your way out? Post it?
I had a box. Let's just leave it at that. I had a box. Okay?
All right. We had an employee not too long ago who we were going to let go, and they felt that we were going to let them go because it was a much-deserved let-go situation, and so he quit.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we scheduled the call to fire him, and he was like, you know what?
I quit. Guess what? No unemployment.
Check. I wasn't even thinking of that. What I was going to say is literally a couple weeks ago, he begged for his job back.
Oh, he's begging again.
So
it's getting cold out here.
It is.
Quick.
It is, right? So there's concerns about a recession. There's mm-hmm. rising inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though this might not affect you as an investor, these volatile swings in the crypto market are causing issues that will impact your job.
Yeah, it's a fact. Did you hear this story that Odell Beckham Jr. allegedly opted to get paid in crypto?
Word.
And his crypto payment is like 80% lower than what he thought it would be?
Why are you even showing up to work at this point?
Yeah.
I need some cash. Can I hold a dollar?
God bless him. He's a great football player, by the way.
For sure. So like these are
good haircuts too. Dance moves, I don't know.
Relative. These are all the reasons why employers are now starting to scramble and tighten their budgets. Right. So payroll budgets, all contractor, freelancer, benefits, all the things.
I think companies are like clapping back a little bit, or they're like, look, y'all been mistreating us all this time.
Word.
All right, I got something for your ass.
Yep. And here it is.
Yeah.
Everything is just more expensive.
Facts.
Right? And there's nothing that anybody can do about it. Corporations are also finding, while their expenses are now higher, their stocks aren't doing as well.
Yeah.
We've seen this market.
Yeah, stock market's down.
We
Everything's
know what's
down.
Going on.
And bonds are down.
So now, like, my stock's down.
Mm-hmm.
Things cost more.
My crypto is jacked up.
And y'all want to act funny at work?
Mm.
Bet.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a little power, too.
Yeah.
Even though, again, the job market does seem to still be a little hot.
It's still strong.
44% of workers are worried about a layoff.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of workers.
And y'all should be.
Yeah.
All right. And 84% of workers are concerned about a recession, which we talked about a moment ago. You should be as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked a lot about what's happening and why the job market is impacted. Now we got to talk about who the job market is impacting.
Okay.
So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We're the Momentum Advisors. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
So, it's some funny things happening in the job market.
Yeah, not it's so like, funny for some people.
It's the great resignation, but it's also like
the great clap back.
It's the, right. You know what I mean? It's real. It's really like the stock market right now. Like, typically when stocks are down, bonds are up.
Mm-hmm.
When bonds are down,
stocks
are up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we all down. It's a lot of jobs, but we don't want y'all to come to work. It's confusing,
mm-hmm.
but at least we're going to talk about it. So we've talked about a lot of the things that are happening in the economy that are having an impact on jobs, right?
Yeah.
People, employees, people leaving their jobs, looking for better jobs. It's not all sun and roses. And so here are some of the obstacles. Here are some of the things that are happening. And we're going to talk about, well, who's all over there? All right?
Like it's a cookout.
You're not talking about us, right? I work at Chipotle. Chipotle, we seem to be doing all right.
We're okay, right?
I mean, I imagine y'all probably aren't. I think about, like, word is born. I was at Chipotle last week. They ain't have no beans.
Yeah, what?
First of all.
They're trying to start a riot.
What's the first thing you're supposed to have?
Yeah.
At Chipotle.
Yeah.
They were completely out of beans. It was easily 12:30.
Dang.
It wasn't like 8:30 at night.
You know it's because of Russia, Ukraine.
Who knows? It's because
supply chain.
It's because they couldn't afford the gas to get the beans there. You know what I mean? We were at somewhere recently. One of my favorite restaurants, one of my favorite casual restaurants in Maryland, Mission Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we don't have no turkey.
Yeah.
And then now we were like, oh, well, when is it going to come back? What about if I go down the street to the other mission? They said, don't, none of the missions. We can't get it and we probably won't get it in until fall.
Yeah. They basically canceled Thanksgiving for some
supply
people.
Chain issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And I will say, I know we're talking about restaurants for a minute. These robots are coming for some of these restaurant jobs.
Because we just bought one.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It's not a restaurant. But we are buying the technology.
I've been in restaurants where they've got robots coming around, mm-hmm. picking up dishes off your table.
Not talking to you crazy.
Bringing you food.
Not giving you
an
attitude.
They got a little digital smiley face right there, too. They're so cute.
Exactly. Not eavesdropping on your conversation.
And they don't have any W-2.
Judging you on the fact that you ordered 2 meals instead of one, but you there by yourself. You know what I mean? It's a lot happening. The world is changing.
Yeah. They don't smell like weed.
Word. What is that about? I know that's not any of our listeners, but it might be some of y'all's kids. Seriously.
Yo.
Working in restaurants, servicing people, and y'all smell like all the weed, it really is repulsive. It is a horrible customer service experience for sure.
The robots don't have tattoos on their faces either.
I don't mind. fine you having tattoos on your face. You know what I mean? As long as it's not like representative of murder. Other than that, if it's just a creative expression, do your thing.
Okay. But all right, I digress.
Yes. So first of all, a lot of the companies that are being impacted are tech companies. Mm. And you might not even recognize some of these companies as tech companies, but they still are. Coinbase. Mm-hmm. Now that's obvious, right? Like that's a cryptocurrency exchange. So if crypto's down and then all these other things are happening, they got to do something about it. Well, they've laid off 18% of their employees.
That's
1,100 people. That's just this year. I ain't talking about since birth or since inception. They've laid off 1,100 people.
And I've also heard that they're pulling some of these job offers as well.
They are definitely rescinding job offers. So again, what that means is I got my job. Thank you so much. We've interviewed. You've given me my offer. I've negotiated my terms. So now you've quit the other job. Mm-hmm. And you probably did it the right way. Right? Yeah. I'm going to give you two weeks' notice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to transition out.
Yeah. It's been great.
You know, you're at home ironing your clothes for the first day or for your Zoom.
They might have hosted a lunch, a go away from the bank lunch.
Go ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Only for you to email your HR person and say, hey, I've been waiting for my ID.
And that email bounces back because they got laid off.
Or what's my email address? You know, I know you said I would get my benefits package. I haven't been able to sign up. And then you get an email saying,
ain't no benefits package.
You know what?
Ain't no job.
We don't have that budget no more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we cannot make you this offer. And it sounds like we're being funny, but this is happening a lot in the last couple of months.
Lord.
Companies are rescinding job offers. In February, Peloton fired over 2,800 people. February is a short month.
Dang, in February?
Just in February.
In Black History Month at that?
Word.
My birthday month?
That's over 20% of its corporate workforce. 2,800 people in February, one company, right? Now, they had reasons. They had some setbacks. You know, them treadmills was doing things to them kids and these cats. I don't know. I still don't co-sign that. And we all know I'm a Peloton fan. Also, like, the gyms are open. And while everybody was getting to it at home and was motivated by their favorite instructor, we just miss people.
Yeah, those Pelotons have clothes on them right now.
Listen, not mine, but y'all's, for sure. And even though, honestly, like, I was one of those people who was like, you know, people are never going to want to go back to gyms ever since COVID. It's not safe. We just want to be safe. We don't care about being safe no more.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Outside's open.
Outside.
What mask?
Right?
Yeah.
COVID. Breathe in my face.
What is that?
So people want to go back to gyms just to be around people. So that's been a major impact for Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
Carvana.
Yeah. Carvana.
First of all, I don't even know. I know they have dealerships, but don't they just bring the car to you?
They have a vending machine, isn't that?
They got a vending machine.
The car vending machine.
All types of things. Well, they laid off 2,500 people.
Mm, escorted them straight off the premises.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Why you gotta escort me off the premise?
Yeah. Like, I've been kicked out of better places than this.
They laid off 2,500 people in May. Just in May.
Yeah.
Right. And that is, all of this is under the assumption that they can see what's happening down the road. We ain't down the road yet because we might have to do some more stuff. Mm. But just to pregame for what we see happening, all of these layoffs are happening.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Sonder?
The dog? Sonder?
No. There's a dog?
Sounder.
Sounder. Sonder, it was supposed to be like a long-term, slightly upscale Airbnb.
Very nice.
So they ain't even pop yet. They were going through like evaluation. I think they were like working on going public. That ain't even happened yet. They've already laid off 1/5 of all of their employees.
Wow.
It's a startup that didn't get started.
So Sonder sending people yonder.
Listen.
It sounds like.
Or sending them to Airbnb.
Mm.
Stitch Fix. I see their commercials all the time. I've never used them, but it's a clothing company where like you receive a subscription of clothes and recommendations from stylists based off of, like, I think, questions that you answer.
Yeah.
They've laid off 15% of their salaried employees.
That's where I used to get my drip from.
You're a lie. I don't think you've ever heard of Stitch Fix. But that's around 330 employees.
The drip is tight, though. You got to admit.
But I'm just, now think about it, right? Stitch Fix, you're talking about drip. If you've laid off 330 employees, who's picking out the clothes?
Yeah. Robot,
the
maybe?
Selection might not be as fly as it once was.
Just throw them in a box, man, and mail them out. We don't care.
You're getting this customized service from like these experienced people.
Yeah.
Now, it's just somebody grandma in there.
Yeah, somebody used to work at Target last week.
Because the other thing that I mentioned is that it's salaried employees. And one of the things that you will notice as we continue to go through some of these industries, it's the salaried employees that are getting laid off.
Yeah.
Not hourly.
Yeah, not hourly. Not like low-level workers.
Yeah, so these are the career-focused people, the people who have tenure, who have benefits.
They have mortgages.
Those are the people who are getting laid off because they're the highest expense.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they are replacing them with hourly employees, which makes me think, when we talk about this great resignation and all these job offers in the market, the job offers in the market are for the hourly employees to replace the salaried employees that they're firing.
Wow.
Ain't that a...
Yeah. That's tough.
Right?
That's tough.
But they telling you, go ahead, quit your job, go get a new job.
I will say, you know, we're giving a lot of stats on companies that are laying off. And if you've been impacted by one of these, I hope that you don't feel like we're being too flippant about it.
No.
You know, like, God bless you. We want you to get back on your feet. But the biggest thing is, we want you to understand that the economy's moving fast, and we want you to not be caught flat-footed on some of these.
Yeah, this conversation is about strategy, right? It's about being aware of what's happening. There's a lot of information that they put out there depending on how the news cycle feels that day, but they're not giving you the full story.
Yeah.
So we are giving you the full story so that we can prepare, because we still going to lead a job. Right? We're still going to start the business. We're still going to do the thing. We're going to make advancements. We're going to figure out ways to bring in more income. But we have to know what's happening and where it's happening so that we can do that.
Agreed.
Now, Netflix. Netflix has laid off 300 employees in June. June's not even over.
Dang. They got it
just
done early.
June, they've laid off 300 employees.
Yeah, their stock is down like 75% this year, too. It's crazy.
Word. And a lot of people who were let go were like writers and editors.
Yeah, I'm glad they gave away the money to all the black charities 2 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
now, would like some more, but
yeah, back when the stock was high, they gave away some stock. I like that.
Now, we've talked about a couple of companies, right? But you're like, you know, those aren't the big ones. Not the big ones. Because the big ones, they still hiring.
Yeah,
they just hired my homegirl the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, Meta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, formerly known as Facebook, literally has imposed a hiring freeze, which is concerning. Like, it's
didn't your homegirl just make it in?
Word. And I'm about to call her like, yo, did they rescind your joint?
Let's not put that out.
But I'm going to ask.
No, she's straight. She's in there. She got in before they did the hiring freeze.
Tesla. Now, we know Elon Musk been wilding.
Oh, Tesla's doing layoffs.
Yeah, Tesla's doing layoffs. Yeah. They've laid off 3.5% of their total workforce. But they're specifically, again, focusing on salaried employees so they can replace them with hourly employees.
Yeah.
Again, I think I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think all the news and excitement around this great resignation is a bit of a scam. I think it might be a little bit of a scam.
They're trying to trick you to quit your job so that then they could put a hiring freeze and they can't bring you back?
No, to leave your salaried job voluntarily, as we mentioned earlier before, with therefore no unemployment for the most part, to only find there are hourly jobs available for you with limited benefits, you know what I mean, and not all of what you were getting before. Let's phase out these salaried people.
Like getting them to quit.
Yes.
Mm.
And then let's rehire them at an hourly rate.
Mm. A little bit less.
A little bit less. You don't get as many benefits.
Yeah, word.
I don't owe you as much.
Yeah, because by the way, not just Facebook on the hiring freeze, Twitter,
Intel,
Lyft, Uber.
How you gonna tell people? How you gonna tell people don't drive your own car? Don't go pick nobody up.
This is the corporate office, man.
I'm about to say. You're not about to tell me.
They're
I can't
still
go pick
accepting
nobody up.
Drivers. Come on.
I can pick up who I want to pick up.
No, you not in this car. You're not.
Okay. Also, Masterclass has laid off 20% of its workforce.
Yo, one of my homegirls got clipped from Tesla recently.
Word?
Yeah.
See?
She walked away with a nice little golden parachute, though.
But I do know who you're talking about. She had been there forever.
Yeah, like 8-9 years.
She'd been there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again, I was talking about Masterclass. They laid off 20% of their employees on this week. This one we're in right now.
Wow.
Not all of June, not first quarter. Just on one day, they fired 156 employees on one day.
That was a masterclass in ass whooping.
The word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then there's like apps like Noom. First of all, I didn't even know y'all had that many people, but Noom is letting go of coaches and all the people who are like motivating you on the other end to tell you could do a girl lose that weight.
Better motivate yourself. Yeah, motivate yourself, I guess.
Now, it's obvious. You're like, listen, these tech companies, they are oftentimes like backed by crypto investments and they have high expenses. You know, they're startups. Startups always have really, really high expenses. They don't make a lot of money in the beginning. It's not just these like tech app companies. Real estate is majorly being impacted by what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do with your boy Jerome.
Jerome. Yeah.
Increasing interest rates increases mortgage rates.
Yeah, we should jack them up, I think.
Listen.
That's not a threat.
But I'm about to say, don't say that on air.
It's a promise.
But in those some of those Congress people sounded like they wanted to get at your boy.
Yeah, they really
right?
did.
But real estate, yeah. Compass laid off 10% of its workforce.
And they got a black CEO, my homeboy. We used to work at Goldman again.
Well, asking why he fired 450 people.
He said he had to do what he had to do, son.
I mean, but a lot of it is because like they're finding any way to cut costs,
yeah.
Pausing expansion, consolidating offices, halting any acquisitions they were trying to do. So not only are they taking back job offers, but if they were planning like maybe you had a small real estate company and they were going to acquire you and y'all negotiated terms and you thought you was about to get this check.
No
now
check.
You got to keep running that. We don't got it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. We straight. You know what I mean? So real estate companies, so people in the real estate sector are getting laid off.
Redfin
is doing 6%, the same exact thing. 6%
of their employees, 470 people.
Now, their
jobless.
CEO just said what it was, right?
Yeah.
Like their CEO, Glenn Kelman, he said, listen, I said I wouldn't lay people off unless we had to.
Well, guess what?
We have to.
Mm.
Okay, he said mortgage rates increase faster than at any point in history.
Yeah.
They could be facing years, not months, of fewer home sales. And Redfin still plans to thrive. He basically
with or without
said,
you.
Who going to check me?
Yeah, boo.
I know I said I wasn't going to do it, but I did it anyway because I got to do what I got to do for us.
Mm-hmm. Us that's remaining here.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's very bold of a corporation. Like typically you put out a statement that's sensitive. And consider it, like
they're clapping back. They're clapping back a little bit. Like y'all been quitting these jobs, treating us crazy. Well, guess what?
We gotta treat y'all crazy back.
Some of y'all ain't gonna be here.
But to me, like he was like, I did say I wasn't gonna lay y'all off, but I was lying.
We have to now.
They also are one of these companies that are rescinding offers.
Mm.
You went and got your real estate license.
Yeah, excited.
Excited.
Starting with a new company.
Know what your market is. You've been prepping some people.
Driving past the office, like, yeah, that's going to be my window right there.
You know
there.
What I mean? Setting up some open houses.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in with friends, seeing
you've,
if they want to sell their
property. You've changed your LinkedIn
mm-hmm.
title already.
Got business cards.
Dang.
And I'm like, you don't work here. We was just playing.
Ah, sorry.
Now, if the real estate is being impacted, we know the banks are.
Mm.
Because the banks give mortgages.
They sure do.
Right? And so, anybody in the mortgage and financial sector are having major issues like Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Right? Like mortgage revenues fell at Wells Fargo in the first quarter of this year. They started laying off employees like crazy, specifically mortgage-related positions.
Loan processors, underwriters.
Those are important people.
Yeah.
Now, for anybody who's ever purchased a house, you know that underwriter.
Yeah.
You need that. You need him.
Yeah, but you be ready to kill that underwriter too.
Because
they be dragging their feet.
They be dragging their feet. Or they have
tightening the screws on you.
Too many things going on.
Yeah.
Now, we don't even have enough. You're just going to let them go?
Yeah.
Who's going to underwrite the loan? Who's going to approve the loan?
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
So that's a major impact that we're seeing, huge layoffs.
What's crazy in the mortgage market, they just had one of the biggest booms in mortgage sales. Like the beginning of this year, the end of last year, mortgage writers are writing mortgages like it was going out of style because people knew that rates were low. And that Jerome Powell was waiting around the corner.
Word.
And there was a big rush into mortgages. And now look, they're laying off. That's crazy.
But I think you bring that up also speaks to the fact that like we see all types of crazy things happen. Probably in the last like couple of years since COVID, we have, you know, all these crazy valuations for these companies. Companies are going public at these crazy prices. The stock market is just super up, all the way up, buying all the mortgages. Rates are so low. Life is like, you know what I mean? And you have always said, and I've heard you say this, especially when we talk to clients, that like, there's no base for this. None of this is making any sense. These companies shouldn't be valued at these prices right now.
That's true.
Everything is overpriced. And people were just like, no, we up, we living, Alan's a hater. And lo and behold, the correction is starting.
Yeah.
And not only is the correction started, But like now we've got to take stock of what's actually happening.
Yeah.
A lot of these things, a lot of these industries and companies been faking it till they make it. And now the true story has come out. And it's like, not only do we not have what we thought we had, we have even less than that.
Yeah. Well, at least the weed companies are straight.
Nope.
Tiffany.
They're not.
They're not?
Even the weed. I mean, okay, there's a lot of factors, right? Now, one of the largest publicly traded cannabis companies, Canopy Growth.
Mm-hmm. In Canada.
In Canada. You know, we can't do stuff like that in the United States. Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. They laid off 250 people this year.
The cannabis industry?
Everybody smoke weed.
As much weed as I've been smelling. Well, I haven't been to Canada before, so.
Well, 250 jobs this year. And again, they are looking for any way to cut costs. They said, listen, to ensure the size and scale of our operations reflect current market realities.
That's a lot of words for, I just don't need a lot of people working here anymore. It's a lot of words.
A lot of words for y'all see what's going on.
Somebody got to go.
So it is what it is. Yeah. But the other things, like that's like on a publicly traded level. Now, to the homeboy level, to the corner boy level,
mm-hmm.
You got to drive to go get weed. You know what I mean? And this is an assumption. I do not smoke weed. I promise you that.
Anymore.
It is not. Don't.
Anymore.
Never. And I hate the smell of weed. I hate talking to hot people who are high. Mm. I'm not a fan. I know it's herbal, but I still believe it has a major impact on your lungs capacity.
It's from the earth, Tiffany.
But the smoke isn't. So once you start burning it up, I feel like.
God made smoke.
Okay. Whatever it is. But you got to drive to the weed man. He needs supplies, I assume, right? Like, don't you? You know, the weed people are like very scientific now. You know, yeah. You got to, it's colors and mm-hmm. flowers and all the things that you have to make.
Shatter.
See, here you go. You have a little bit too much insight. But purchasing these materials, I'm sure, costs more money now.
And there's somebody that had to choose between a steak and a dime bag of weed.
I hope not. I hope that's not
And
true.
They chose the steak.
Listen, honestly, if those are your two options that you're choosing between, you need to choose neither. You need a vegetable. If it's between weed and a steak, you need to go ahead and get that broccoli.
Yeah.
Not the weed broccoli, like real broccoli. But no, seriously, the weed industry is having an impact also for those people who are trying to have a more legitimate weed business and have been exploring that. It's more difficult now. Again, we just talked about real estate. That includes commercial real estate. Getting a space, you know what I mean? Getting all the materials that you need for your store or for your dispensary. So the weed industry is even impacted. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So now that we know what's happening.
Yeah, you just depressed the hell out of me, Tiffany.
No, why it's happening and where it's happening. Now we got to talk about what we're going to do about it.
Okay.
So stick with us.
I want to hear that part.
Absolutely. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Hi. This is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world. Momentum.
So we are back.
We are back.
There is a shift in the job market. There might be a little conspiracy theory going on that we have uncovered on this episode.
There's a shift in this room, by the way.
Is it?
You are just throwing out the bad news today.
I'm not throwing out the bad news.
You really
news.
Are.
I got to make our people aware of what's happening. I also have to make them aware of a potential scandal.
Say it nice, though.
I've said it nice. I've said it bubbly.
Say it nice.
We've had a good time. This is all about strategy. This is not about scaring you. This is about strategy. Because even for people, we might have some listeners who did get laid off.
Yeah.
We are telling you there's still plenty of jobs left out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We constantly talk about entrepreneurship, side hustle. We have episodes on how to make money very fast legally. So there's plenty of tools and opportunities, but we don't want you to be like, I ain't see this coming.
Yeah.
Or I'm the only person. You know, I've read a lot of articles about people who've got their job offers rescinded. And they were like, I swore that I was the only person that this happened to until I went on my LinkedIn page. And when I went on LinkedIn, I saw that this was happening a lot.
Mm.
So we are just putting you on game
mm-hmm.
so that you're not only prepared, but like we got a little bit of a plan in place.
Okay. All right. I can get with that.
Now, here's some really interesting things. Like with all the information that we've given, people are getting laid off. People are, you know, getting job offers rescinded, all the concerning things, recession, inflation. One thing that still has remained, these employees who quit their jobs refuse to go back to their former employer. Like research has shown, like if you quit your job prematurely or, you know, and because you thought you were gonna get another job and you didn't get it, they're like, then I'm gonna just be unemployed.
Yeah, except for if you work for us, because they come back almost every time.
That's
they come back.
That's
almost every employee that we have parted ways with in the last couple of years has come back in some way.
That's a fact. We do right by people.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But clearly a lot of these employers don't.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I refuse. It was too toxic. I left for a reason. I knew, even though I thought I had another opportunity, and I don't, I'm not going back to that one.
Yeah, I literally read a meme this week. Employer was mistreating an employee. She went and slept with her husband.
Come on. I'm going to hope that's not true.
I hope it was just a joke.
It's probably true.
That's terrible.
It probably happens.
And
it's really the husband's fault.
And okay,
so
fine. Since I'm telling the story, all right. So this is a black woman and the dude's white. And now the dude is getting his beard tripped up.
See?
And buying Jordans.
You know what I mean?
All right. It was probably a joke.
I'm sure it was a joke. It was one of those cultural jokes. But
yeah.
Employees are not willing to go back to conditions that they believe are beneath them. And for me, that feels hopeful.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because it's not always just about the dollar that you can make in this moment. It's also about like how you feel, your lifestyle, your self-respect, and the environment that you're in. And you're like, listen, I left and things are not necessarily working out the way that I thought they were, but I refuse to put myself back in that predicament. And honestly, I kind of like that.
But what we'll also say is if you're impacted by a layoff or if you've had your job rescinded, it ain't about you.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Like, don't let this be a personal thing that brings you down and has you looking at yourself crazy.
Seriously.
This is about that business just trying to figure things out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's not a knock on you as a professional. Like, I remember the first time one of my family members got laid off, and I remember how he was crying and just feeling like he was a loser. And that probably doesn't even remember working there now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like life is going to go on and you're going to come back on top. Just because you got laid off today doesn't mean you're not going to have a good future tomorrow.
100%. Because I do feel like when you lose your job, especially if you've been at a place for a long time and these layoffs are definitely happening to more tenured salaried employees,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you did something wrong or maybe you're not as valuable anymore or maybe they just have someone better and you start to internalize that. It isn't about you. It really isn't. It's about the bottom line. It's about them. It also makes it very clear that they'll dump you in a heartbeat. You've been breaking your back, working all these hours, missing your kids for a job that'll leave you
in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's a bit of a dose of reality. But it's not about you. You're still great. You're still valuable. You're still necessary. And you are still an asset somewhere at another company that will treat you better.
Yeah. I know we're about to switch to advice. You know, one bit of advice for everybody is like, don't have your personal sense of identity tied up in your job. Like there's so many of us that are proud of where we work and proud of the work title that we've received and our compensation and all that. But if that job lays you off, like when you're too closely tied to these things, when your identity is too closely tied to this employer, it can be a really big personal hit. And we don't want to see people go through that.
So I'm going to say that a little bit differently because I've been in that place where I was very, very tied to my position. And when I didn't have it anymore, it sent me to a very dark place.
Mm.
I am a person who's tied to my job. Like it is my identity. What I realized, though, is I am always going to be tied to what I do and what I can do. I had to not be tied to who I was doing it for, where I was doing
it. That's a good way to look at
it. It doesn't take away the skills and the abilities that I have. Like, I am always going to be tied to those things. But, like, when you're tied to the name or to the particular person, you know what I mean, or company that you're at because it's fly or whatever the reason, please don't do that. That's, for me, where the downfall happens.
I agreed.
Because you don't lose your ability. Even when that person doesn't value you or feel like they don't need you anymore, you are still great at what you do. And that is a part of your makeup.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So other advice, don't quit the job just yet.
Accept
the offer.
All right?
Okay.
Because this is what's going on right now. Other people are talking to their homegirls. And she just got the new job with the 20% pay increase. And you're like, you know what? It's my time to do the same thing. I'm out. I'm about to tell him tomorrow. You're probably waiting till like July 4th weekend. It was going to be a long weekend anyway, and just not come back. You know what? You might want to wait till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You might want to ride this out a little bit longer. Seriously, like, we're not saying if you are not in a good environment, if you genuinely feel like there's something better for you, we're not saying don't leave the job. We are saying you might want to ride this out a little bit longer so you can be strategic. Be a little bit more certain about that new position that you're going into. Check in. Maybe you just accepted a new offer. Check in. Do I still have a job? Word on the street is things are happening.
It was crazy. Like, I remember being in management at Merrill Lynch years ago, and this was going into the tech bubble bursting, and people would come to me like, hey, is my job safe? And what's funny, like, as a middle manager, you really don't know.
Right.
Like, it's not until it's not safe. That's when you know. When everybody knows is when you know. So even if you go to that HR person like, hey, is this safe? Am I going to be good? They may not know, to be honest. So just be careful when it comes to quitting these jobs.
Also, we've talked about, you know, starting a side hustle. A lot of us have side hustles. We're just not charging for them. You do stuff for people all the time. There's something that you're really good at that you do on the weekends just because everybody loves that you do it.
Yeah.
Start charging for it.
Charge the right price, too.
Don't charge the
I'm doing this on a side price. Charge the I'm doing this full-time price.
You're legit, 100%. Yeah. Because now you have to start focusing on income. Like, if we could get you guys to, like, shift from thinking about job or salary and just think about income. Income is all the ways that money comes into your bank account.
Word.
Right? And so start thinking about additional income that you can make in the case that something happens. Or again, we talk about that side hustle. Why don't you start charging for that thing? So now you can get an understanding of your market, the demand, in the case that this might have to become a full-time hustle.
Yep. I would also say save up some money.
Mm.
That never goes out of style.
Y'all hate hearing about
this
emergency.
That's a big surprise. Thing. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
The Momentum Advisor said save some money.
I mean.
Yeah.
That's kind of our job. But that emergency fund that we're constantly talking about, that y'all always hate, that y'all think is so unsexy. How sexy is an emergency fund when you don't have no job, when you get laid off? And you're like, listen, I mean, I got 6 to 9 months of money sitting aside.
Yeah.
That's what it is for. Not let me liquidate all my investments when the market is down and now I've lost all my money. You know what I mean? I have less than what I put in. And now I need to spend it. It's like, no, I got a couple of months. I can take my time and figure out what I'm going to do, what's best for me. I know things are taken care of at least for the next 6 to 9 months. I've prepared for this. I don't have to pull my kids out of school. I don't have to tell them they're not going to summer camp. I don't have to, you know, send my car back, whatever the things are.
Yeah.
It gets very sexy right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're in a position where maybe you're a little bit concerned about your job. Maybe some people got laid off. Maybe you're just like, you know what? I need to prepare better. Start stacking some money.
Yeah. And the final thing we'll say, maintain some good relationships with your employer.
Like, chill out.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
being nice, it goes a long way.
It really does. Even if you're leaving, it does not hurt to just be nice because you might need that person. Maybe not to come back to the company, but again, you might want a recommendation or simply, you might be on your road to that next job. We got to call somebody.
Yeah, facts. Last one. I know I keep saying the last one.
Okay.
Update your skills if you can. You know, like one of my brother just laid off an employee. My brother doesn't have a lot of employees, but he had an opportunity that required training, and that he was willing to provide the training. Like there was a vendor that was willing to do free training, but the employee was like, nah, I ain't doing all that.
Word.
And it's about to get cold out here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he would have wished he had gone through that training, because it's going to make him way more valuable in his next job.
Last story. We had an employee who we had wanted to promote and give more income, wanted to give her a higher salary for years. And we were giving her a small salary boost, but she had been with us a long time. We knew her family situation, and so we wanted to be able to do more for her, but that required her to increase her skill set. So we offered to pay, we'll pay for the class, you know, we'll give you the time off on your schedule so that you can take the class. And once you have this skill, we can pay you a lot more money. She refused, then later got an attitude and quit. Because she saw other people getting raises and she, for some reason, wasn't getting one.
Mm.
We let her ass go.
Sure did.
Didn't put up a fight at all.
Yeah.
Peace.
There goes the door.
Less than 2 weeks later,
mm.
she was just always floating around and showing up, popping up.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say hi.
And
miss y'all.
Years later, still in your DMs right
listen,
now.
Listen, you know what I mean? And so... it happens a lot. And my thing to her, before she left, I did say to her, I said to her, because if I know you don't want to be there, I don't have an attitude with you. And I'm going to let you go. No matter how difficult it may be for us, we'll bounce back. But I never want an employee at my business who doesn't want to be there. I'm going to be nice to you on your way out. And I'm going to try to give you the opportunity to be nice back.
Mm.
Play with me if you want to. Because when you don't, I'm going to come back around.
Right now, I'm the good today. Mess around, and you're going to see the bad one.
Listen, I always try. I always give you an opportunity to end on a good note. Honestly, really just for professional development. Just so that you know it doesn't always have to be bad. And I'm going to make this as good as possible for you so that you learn the proper way to leave a business. You choose not to do that, you know, then I got to start leaving you on red.
Mm.
So that's it. There's a lot happening in the job market. Please just understand about being strategic. This is not a doom and gloom show. This is just happening, and we don't hear anybody else talking about it, talking about both sides. Everybody's just saying, like, okay, you can get any job, leave your job, all these things. Or, you know, you see any and everybody getting job offers. I hope that they keep those job offers, but you have to be strategic, because the bigger goal is wealth in all ways. That's, I think, what we talked about, right? Like, we talk about financial wealth, but wealth in all ways.
Okay.
And that's it for today.
I love it.
All right. We are officially in summer. Enjoy it. Next week's episode will be different from any other episode.
A little spicy.
And it will be very special.
We're doing an expose. I'm just leaving it at that.
Okay. Maybe we are. Okay. But tune in next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.